Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 155 of The 80%. Charles Darwin is known as the father of evolution. In this episode, I'm going to share a quote from him and discuss how something that he said about natural selection carries valuable lessons on business, investments, and personal finance. Curious what that is? Then get ready to listen and learn. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Siyempre, kilalang kilala si Charles Darwin as the father of evolution, or siya yung nag-come up ng theory of evolution. Siya ay isang English naturalist, geologist, and biologist. At isa sa mga sinabi niya about natural selection is, "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is most adaptable to change." So, alam natin ang sinasabi dito ni Charles Darwin, he is referring to biology or yung evolution ng mga iba't ibang species. But I realize na very applicable din ito sa personal finance and investments. Pinaka-obvious na connection ito is sa mga investments natin or how we manage our investment portfolio. May mga kilala ako na even if the economy is bad, their portfolio remains stable. They can lose a little bit of money, but they would never lose money in the long run. They were able to steadily grow the value of their portfolio through the years. And I can say that it's not because they are really intelligent or they're really smart with analyzing the economy or being a financial analyst. Mga ordinary employees, young urban professionals who are working in another industry, they do not work in the financial industry. Yung isa kong kakilala nga, nasa service industry. So, hospitality industry. So, medyo malayo na sa finance yun. Pero, okay yung portfolio niya. Tinanong ko nga siya, kamusta ka nung pandemic? Sabi niya, steady lang. And a lot of the investment niya na nag-negative during the pandemic are now near positive na raw ngayon. And I know he's been investing for several years already. And parang hindi siya masyadong nagpapanik. And I can attribute yung kanyang success, or I would say yung kanyang good performance sa investing doon sa kanyang ability niya to adapt to changes in the market. Hindi siya masyadong concerned or focused kung ano ba yung sinasabing outlook or predictions ng mga economists and experts. He keeps himself updated, but kung ano man yung outlook and predictions ng mga experts, he does not immediately act on them, or he does not speculate on what the market will do. Ang sa kanya lang is kung ano may sabihin na outlook or predictions ng experts, ginagawa niya tong guide. But at the end of the day, kung ano yung movement ng market, dun niya ina-adapt yung kanyang portfolio. Hindi siya talaga yung expert sa finances or sa economy. hindi rin siya yung strongest. Ako, ang analogy ko sa strongest, hindi naman siya yung tipong ang laki-laki nung ini-invest niya sobra, kaya talagang malaki din yung kinikita niya. Tama lang, he's just doing monthly cost averaging. But I would say na because he is able to adapt yung kanyang portfolio according to the volatility of the market, then he is able to steadily grow its value through the years. On the other hand, pagdating naman sa business, ang isang negosyo, meron niyang seasons. May peak season, may lean season, and there will always be times na challenging, may mga unexpected na events or situation na magiging obstacle for earning dun sa business natin. Halimbawa, yung food industry talagang nahirapan during the pandemic kasi sarado yung public, no? Hindi makalabas yung mga tao. But the food businesses, the restaurants, I would say, or the food entrepreneurs that survived through the pandemic were those who were able to adapt to the situation fast. Yung isang kakilala ko na merong milk tea, ang ginawa niya, nag-set up agad siya ng kanyang Grab and online store from yung tatlong branch niya, physical branch niya, syempre nag-close, pero nag-aral siya ng Facebook ads, kinontinue niya yung pagbebenta ng kanyang milk tea and fruit teas online. So, nag-survive yung kanyang business, nabayaran niya yung rent ng mga pwesto niya kahit na walang operation, and now, yung dalawa, nag-open na ulit, so, ano na siya ulit, fully operating. But yung isa, she decided to close it because nakita niya na may opportunity pa rin talaga yung mga online deliveries. Isipin mo yon, she was very agile. Yun yung description ko dun sa characteristic niya, no? Very agile yung kanyang decision making about the business. And again, she was able to survive through the pandemic. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to give a quick shout out to GoTime Bank. Take your banking to the next level with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store to go shop, go send, and go save. It's banking that's smarter, faster, and safer. For more information, you can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the episode description, or go to www.gotimebank.com.ph. What are you waiting for? It's go time!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lastly, siguro pagdating sa personal finance, I would say na hindi yung pinaka malaki ang sweldo ang yumayaman. Hindi rin yung tipong matalino ang talagang yumayaman. Actually, there are studies na ang intelligence ng isang tao, it's not a big factor, a major factor in building wealth. Ang intelligence ng isang tao or yung IQ ng isang tao, it will have an effect dun sa laki ng income. It will influence or it will affect the amount of money that you can earn. But of course, it's not really the amount that you earn, but the amount that you can save and invest. So pagdating daw sa budgeting and investing, yung IQ, yung academic intelligence, it's not really a major factor. And it's really about the discipline, the financial discipline, the mindset of the person, plus the person's ability to adapt to change. Kasi katulad ngayon, alam natin na mataas ang inflation, mataas ang bilihin. So, kailangan kaya mong i-adapt yung spending habits mo na medyo magtitipid, mas magiging conscious sa mga binibili. You can reconsider some of your regular expenses para mag-survive or at least hindi ka masyadong mahirapan financially during these times, no? Being able to adapt to the changes in the economy, in the consumer market, in society, when it comes to our personal finance, that's really something that can help you improve your personal finance and investments. Kaya ko sinishare itong quote na to na galing kay Charles Darwin kasi hindi lang siya sa biology or sa evolution nag-a-apply. Naisip ko yung, I would say, skill to adapt to change is very important in many aspects of our life and even in our personal finance. So again, ang sabi ni Charles Darwin, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is most adaptable to change. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. And shout out to GoTime Bank for supporting this episode. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.